Good evening, Europe!
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Bonsoir à tous. Bienvenue. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritosius. Sit back and relax. I'm with you for the next hour, playing you some fantastic music from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Claudia Faniello from Malta.
Hello, this is Birgitta from Iceland.
Hello, this is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Something a bit different there from Sara Aalto singing in Japanese. That is the Japanese version of Blessed With Love from Finland's Eurovision National Final in 2011. She ended up coming third or second. I'm pretty sure it was third in UMK back then. I think it was called UMK. I probably got that incredibly wrong, but never mind. I can't pronounce the Finnish. So I'm not going to even look it up because I'll get it wrong anyway. So hands up. Guilty as charged. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Lovely to know that you are there. Thank you very much. And if you want to get in contact with us, please do, as I rub my hands together. And you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Of course, you can like our Facebook page, send us a message, comment on our various articles by going to Facebook and typing in the Eurovision Showcase. Of course, if you want the URL website address, it is www.facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Oh yes. And if you would like to email us, our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Yes, gene to the mail. Right, okay. Welcome, and sit back and relax. I'm with you until the top of the next hour. Yes, indeed, indeed. I will keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, and there is a big story this week, which we'll get into after we played the next couple of songs. All right, so we'll have a nice big discussion about that and see what you think about the new rule change. Oh, it's controversial. It split the Eurovision fan community online right down the middle. You can cut it with a butter knife. Yes, yes, you can, you can. And also, we've got live and kicking this week's edition of Rob's Random Request, which will be coming up towards the end of this week's show. So just to let you know, so we'll have live and kicking around about in the next 10 minutes or so. We will also have the best of the rest as well, where I will showcase some songs, or a song, depending on time, of course, a song from the Eurovision Song Contest which didn't make it. Yes, so basically from the world of the Eurovision, but didn't make it to the stage. So it was stuck in the national finals for whatever reason. Yeah, usually heartbreaking reasons. Anyways, speaking of heartbreaking reasons, I want to play this next song for you. Now, earlier this week, we heard that Tom Leb announced that he will not be returning to represent France at next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Now, not only is Tom Leb's beautiful voice, he is a feast to your ears, but not only that, he's a feast to your eyes as well. Yes, you know what I mean, girls. And some boys, I would guess. And and I loved his entry this year. I don't know what everybody was getting on about. I thought it was just a beautifully lovely song, really. Sang well. Who cares if it's a bit of an English or not? But the new version I thought was even better, because it obviously was in French, and the French language sung is beautiful. It's like the Italians as well. Beautiful. You can listen to it all day. I think so. And there's a few other Eurovision language, well, European languages, which I love listening in song too, like Icelandic and Swedish, etc., and Estonian. Oh, I could go on. I can go on and on and on. But here we go. I'm going to play you Mon Ali, The Best in Me. This is Tom Leb, and this would have been France's Eurovision entry for 2020.
La nuit, comme un écho, comme un reflet à tes mots. Dans mon cœur, je lis un éternel récit de toi. De toi, de toi, de toi. You are the best in me. Au fond de moi j'ai compris. You are. Et tout ce qu'on s'est jamais dit revient me hanter jour et nuit. You are. You are the best in me. J'irai au bout des sens, faire voyager mon innocence, pour qu'il donne vie à tout ce qu'on s'est promis. You are the best in me. J'ai compris. You are. Et tout ce qu'on s'est jamais dit revient me hanter jour et nuit. You are the best in me. On est lié, mon allié, même si le temps devait s'arrêter. Sans toi, je perds le meilleur de moi.
Love is so, so true. I can paint my world in blue. Love is so deep, and it makes my life complete. Like a mountain in the sky, love is high, so high.
Cesar for Romania in 2013. It's My Life. Did you know that only came 13th with 65 points? For some reason, I thought they got into the top 10. But I was completely wrong, of course. Oh dear. Well, Cesar basically has been professionally known in Romania as Cesar the Voice. Yes. And he is clearly an opera countertenor, singer, and he's also a pianist. Yes, he is super talented. Yes, he is. And did you know he auditioned for the UK's version of The X Factor in 2018? Bizarre. Why do they do that? He technically is a star already. Well, he certainly is in my eyes. But for the vocal talent, not so much the song. But we can get into that another time. Right, now, controversy, alert. Okay, yes. The European Broadcasting Union announced earlier this week that pre-recorded backing vocals will be trialled at next year's Eurovision Song Contest for just the 1 year at the moment. Yes, pre-recording backing vocals are allowed to be at the Eurovision Song Contest for the first time. The change in the rules is set to be trialled for the 2021 contest, with a review to be held after the competition next year in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. The use of recording backup vocals will be optional, with each delegation able to choose the use of backing singers, whether on or off the stage. A mix of pre-recorded and live backing vocals is also permitted. In addition, all lead vocals performing the melody of the song, including an eventual use of the so-called lead dub, shall still be live on or off stage in the arena. there will be no limit to the number of backing singers that can appear on the backing track or how many voices can be duplicated on the backing track. Yes, the EBU explained the reason behind the change of the rules were as follows, and I quote, "We believe allow backing vocals to be pre-recorded increases the creative potential and diversity of acts and facilities modernization of the Eurovision Song Contest. It also allows songwriters and producers to present their work as close as possible to their original composition. The change also provides a flexibility for participating broadcasters to minimize the size of delegations, thus saving costs. Permitting recording backing vocals also contributes to reducing the technical burden and cost for the host broadcaster as well. This also contributes to the sustainability of the contest in our new reality." End quote. Yes. It's also been confirmed that Eurovision 2021 will be held on the 18th, the 20th, and the 22nd of May 2021. Yes, so semi-final one will be on my birthday, just to let you know. Yes, so the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest, who is now a Swede, it's not a Norwegian anymore. Yes, I forgot his name now. But he stated, "We have updated the rules of the Eurovision Song Contest so that it would be necessary that we are able to make modifications to the format of the shows and the organization of events to allow the contest to still take place despite restrictions imposed on us by the now unknown scenario. The old rules did not permit this." If you'd like to read more of the statement from the European Broadcasting Union, then you can head over to the official Eurovision website, eurovision.tv. Oh, yes. So, speaking of which, of backing vocals, it's been very controversial about having backing singers on your back on the track, of course. So, Croatia's entry in 1999, Maria Magdalena from Doris Dragovic, attracted obligations from the Norwegian delegation due to the synthesized male vocals that were being used in the backing track. Yes, the EBU decided to reduce the country's score by a third for the purpose of calculating its five-year average to determine its participation in future contests, though it was decided to leave its place in the 1999 contest unaffected. So technically, Croatia were in fourth place, and they stuck in fourth place, and which was, and still is currently, one of their best results, if not the best result. That would be along with 1996, of course. So, speaking of controversy, let's play Croatia 1999. It's loved by many a Eurovision fan. I prefer Doris Dragovic's 1986 entry, personally. But never mind, that's just me. So here we go. Croatia 1999. Doris Dragovic with Maria Magdalena.
Yeah. to land.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Des mots sauvages et tendres, c'est la chanson de mon amour. Mon cœur s'est laissé prendre à la chanson de mon amour.
Song that is Switzerland 1972, something you don't hear very often, clearly. Véronique Müller, and that is the song C'est la chanson de mon amour, which means, of course, this is the song of my life. Oh, isn't it beautiful? Yes, it did. Müller dedicated the song to her lover, of course. Yes, and it's beautiful. 88 points. And it came in 8th place in the Usher Hall. Yes, up in Edinburgh, in Scotland. And remember, that contest was hosted by Moira Shearer. Yes, she passed away at the end of January 2006. A renowned British ballet dancer and actress. Yes. And she was also known as Lady Kennedy. She was, yeah. And she was born in Dunfermline in Fife. All right, there's a bit of Eurovision histoire for you. Okay, it's now time for us to go live and kicking. I love hearing that. Nostalgia brings me back, and I hope it brings you back too. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. Yes, of course. And we are going to the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and that was Eurovision Again's contest last week. Yes, last week. and what an amazing show it was. I loved it. And I must admit, not hearing Terry Wogan's commentary was really quite refreshing, actually. anyway, less said about that. I the better probably, because I could probably get lynched. Okay, so we're going to stay here in the United Kingdom, and we're going to hear our song that was just 1 point away from drawing, or at least 2 points away from winning the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, Scott Fitzgerald almost beat Celine Dion. But God loves Celine Dion, I always have and always will. But this was a heartbreaking moment for every British Eurovision fan. Yes, here is the amazing Scott Fitzgerald from Scotland as well. Yes, here is his song that came second, It's Go. And live from the RDS Centre in Dublin.
Like this before, seeing you again only makes me sad. I recall the times when we were in love and had everything. It makes me so sad. Time is meant to heal the pain I thought was gone. Seeing you again has made it carry on. Go before you break my heart once more. I know that's what you're gone here for. Go before you say I love you the way you did the day before you walked away from me. Looking back on the time, was gone. Seeing you again has made it carry on.
There we are. Almost brings a tear to my eye, that song. Scott Fitzgerald with Go, coming second for the United Kingdom at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland, and inside the RDS Simmons Court Pavilion in Ballsbridge, Dublin, Ireland. Yes, and I walked past it, actually, a couple of years ago when myself and Rob went to Ireland. I know it was last year. Yeah, it was last year, 2019. Seems so long ago. Yeah, it does. Right, we got a request before we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. Yes, yeah, so we're going to Gothenburg. Yes, it's Robert Wallström in Hurtaboy, Svelia. Yes, Robert, I've got your request, and I can't wait to play this for you. Now, this song only came second in Latvia's national final in 2006. Now, they ended up sending Cosmos with I Hear Your Heart, Whisper to Me, No Matter Where I May Happen to Be Here, Send Me Love and Shine in the Through. I don't really like that song, but clearly I know all the lyrics. Probably telling there. But this song is pure Europop. It is purest in its form. It really is. So here is Alina Vermeyne, yes, with Heaven in Your Eyes from Latvia's Eurovision National Final 2006.
There's something in your eyes that I have never seen before. Something that takes my breath away. And I know.
Time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Martin Osterdahl, who is the brand new Eurovision supervisor for the Eurovision, executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest, has announced a rule change for 2021's Eurovision Song Contest, that backing vocalists don't have to be live. They could be pre-recorded. Yes, and there is no matter the number on the backing singers either. So just bear that in mind for next year's contest. Also, as we mentioned earlier, Tom Leb, who was going to represent France at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with the song Mon Ali, The Best in Me, has confirmed that he's not going to be representing France next year in Rotterdam. Festival di Sanremo 2021 is set to be held a few weeks later than its traditional dates, with the contest expected to be held a couple of weeks later than traditionally. It's looking towards the late February, early March. Traditionally, Festival di Sanremo is held in the first week of February. Eldar, who co-won the Eurovision Song Contest in 2011 for Azerbaijan, has released his brand new single. It is called Until the End, and it's co-written and co-performed with the Swedish group Vocaloid. Coming up this Friday, be aware that the Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, yes, the Eurovision film, will be coming out on Netflix on Friday, and I, for one, is very excited. And finally, Ruth Lorenzo, who represented Spain at the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest, coming 10th with Dancing in the Rain, has released a brand new single. It's called Miedo, which is translated from Spanish into English called Fear. Now, you can download that on iTunes and stream it also on Apple Music and Spotify. What a great track it is, and I will be playing it for you in just a few moments.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com. Online and on 92.3 FM, this is Forest FM.
Querido miedo, sabes bien como yo que cuando callo te otorgo, entras para quedarte y mi dueño eres tú. Miedo, no te pertenezco, nunca más saldré corriendo. Miedo, no me paralizas, ya conozco tu silencio. Querido miedo, no, no, ya no te tengo miedo, ya no. Y aunque seas mi miedo, no, no, ya no te tengo miedo, ya no. Y esta vez no vengas para quedarte, vuelve al lugar de donde has salido, porque los monstruos nunca han existido. Tú eres mi sombra, no mi camino, y sé que estás ahí escondido, esperando a que juegue contigo. Pero los monstruos nunca han existido. Tú eres mi sombra, no mi destino. Aunque seas mi miedo, no, no, ya no te tengo miedo, ya no. Saldré corriendo. Miedo, no me paralizas, ya conozco tu silencio. Querido miedo, no, no, ya no te tengo miedo, ya no.
From Ruth Lorenzo. Yes, isn't that simply incredible? Love that woman. I remember when she was on X Factor many, many years ago. Well, in the mid-2000s. Oh, I fell in love with her. I remember when she sang a Spanish version of Take My Breath Away from Berlin, remember? It was just Spectacular. And that was on the first week she had on The X Factor. But she sang Always, a cover of Bon Jovi's. Oh, gosh. The list goes on. It was amazing. Her voice just awe-inspiring to me. And I'm really sad that she hasn't represented the UK, because she did live here for quite a few number of years. But she's moved back to Spain now, and who could blame her? I would. Anyway, right, okay. We're going to move swiftly on, because our next up is one of my favourite bits, where I showcase a song which you may not have heard of. And I think probably would have done better at Eurovision, maybe, who knows. Yes, it is time for
the best of the rest.
Yes, it is time for best of the rest. Now, okay, we're going to go back to 1974. Yes, the United Kingdom had a pre-selection to choose the song that would go to the Eurovision Song Contest 1974. It was held on the 23rd of February 1974 and presented by Jimmy Savile. Okay, as part of the BBC One television series, Clunk Click As It Happens. And Olivia Newton-John was selected to perform all of the entries, and in part due to the recommendation of her close friend Cliff Richard. Yeah. Now, originally in 1973, Cilla Black's 1974 nine-part BBC series was scheduled to be the feature of Song for Europe process, but Cilla Black was uncomfortable promoting another female singer. Yes, each week through the series in a rather last-minute decision, the BBC rearranged the move and processed it to another show. So it was quite awkward, that moment, I could imagine. And in the final, Olivia Newton-John's performances were immediately repeated before the viewers were asked to cast their votes via postcard, through the mail, to choose the winner. And an extremely low postal vote led to Long Live Love winning with just 27,387 votes. The top two songs of the contest were released as a single. Yes. And I'm going to play the song which came second. Yes, I love this song. I think it's better than Long Live Love, personally. That's just me, but I just think this is beautiful, and see what you think. Here is Olivia Newton-John with Angel Eyes, coming second in the Eurovision UK National Final 1974.
You and I
Olivia Newton-John with Angel Eyes, yes, from the United Kingdom, Song for Europe in 1974. Yes, oh goodness me. I don't think that would have beaten ABBA or maybe Genealogy and QWERTY, but I think that song was probably better, I think. Don't you agree? Yeah, let me know. Tweet us at ESC Showcase. Obviously, send us a message via our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase, or you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Obviously, get in contact with us if you would like a dedication or request for next week's show. Yes. Now, Richard in Ferndown, hello to you once again, young man. Thank you very much for tuning in here locally on 92.3. We are in Verwood. Well, technically, I'm in Fareham in Hampshire, just down the road. Obviously, we're still in health precautions, but I'm here to distract you away from life's confusion and bizarreness that we're all going through. So, Richard, you've requested this lovely song, which shockingly came second in last week's 1988 Eurovision Again Twitter poll. Yes, you remember? Yes, we were watching the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest from the RDS Simmons Court Pavilion. Yes, in Dublin, of course. Now, the interesting thing here is that Turkey came second. Nobody saw that coming, bizarrely. But obviously Celine Dion won. Yes, she's a good girl. With Ne Parle de Pas Sans Moi. And the UK came third, which was quite a shock to a lot of people. But the Turkish entry shocked a lot of us. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it at all. And the MFO are fantastic. But I personally prefer the 1985 entry, Die. Yes, and that's a lot of fun. This is fun too, but it's okay. I mean, it ended up coming 15th with 37 points. So let's see what you think. Here is Turkey, 1988. Here is MFO with Sufi for you, Richard, down in Ferndown. See what I did there? Pun intended. Heya, heya.
Yes.
MFO with Sufi, Turkey 1988, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now it is time for this.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, now it's a bit of a different week this week because Rob is not very well at all to come on the radio. So, well, he's not at all. He's got a banging headache really and can't really concentrate, so that's fair enough. So I'm going to be doing this week's random request. I've got the two hats here and the bits of paper in there. So we're going to start with a year like we always do. And this year is going to be 1996. Oh, one of my favourite contests, actually. Yes, and that was the one in Oslo, Norway. So hopefully, Gina G was representing the UK and Emma Quinn won with The Voice. So let's have a look and what entry we're going to play. Lithuania. No, we can't do Lithuania because they were in 94 and then they were relegated and then come back to 99. So next up is Georgia. No. Can't do Georgia. Andorra. No, can't do Andorra. Oh dear, what a shame, poor Andorra. I hope they come back next year. It looks like they might be. The Netherlands. Oh my gosh. Yes, we could do the Netherlands. De Eerste Keer. And this is just off the top of my head. De Eerste Keer from Maxine and Franklin Brown. Oh, how I love these two. They came seventh as well for the Netherlands. And here it is, the Netherlands 1996, Maxine Franklin Brown. De Eerste Keer, or the English version was called Way Back When. Eurovision cheese at its best. Yes, the Netherlands, 1966. Oh my god, that would be Fernando Filippo. No, it's 1996. Maxine and Franklin Brown there, De Eerste Keer. Right, I hope you can join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. If you've missed this show, then you can go to Mixcloud, Spotify, or any podcast app. Just type in the Eurovision Showcase. We will be there. I will leave you in the capable hands of Ich Troje, representing Poland in 2006, with Follow My Heart. And they almost qualified to the final, but they didn't. Never mind. Right, take care. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis lat. Do widzenia. Gute Nacht. Adios. See you soon. Toodaloo.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.